Welcome, everybody, to the Rundown with head volleyball coach, men's volleyball coach, Pedro Trevino, on the eve of a tough matchup against one of the top-ranked teams in the country, NYU. As always, coach, thanks for the time. How are things going?
Good.
You guys are just getting back from spring break. Nice little chance for the guys to kind of get away, recharge a little bit. Have you liked what you've seen so far coming back in practice?
I have. You know, I always go back and forth with spring break if we should play because it's a good chance to go away. But also I'd like the guys to go home and get some home-cooked meals. And I was very surprised on Monday how much ready they're ready to go for the rest of the season. We had three great days of practice. You know, that all the guys are focused. They know this is the stretch run for us. And, you know, they're just excited to get back on the court and play a good NYU team. And then from there on out, it's all conference. So they're excited.
You started 3-11. Tough start. You know, you can't really sugarcoat that. 3-11 is a tough start. But then you look at your record now. You're 9-12. You've won 6 of 7. What were a couple of the biggest changes that you've seen that have, you know, enabled you guys just to win some more matches?
You know, we did graduate a lot of guys. So at the beginning of the year, I did do a lot of different kind of lineups to kind of see what flowed well. I was running a 6-2 at the beginning of the year. Now we're at a 5-1. Brendan's a lot more comfortable setting. At the beginning, we had Ricky on the right side and Justin on the outside. I flipped those two guys. And that's really kind of seemed to spark the team a little bit. Ricky does a great job hitting balls on the outside. Justin does a great job defensively. So I think it added a different dimension just by flipping those guys. But, you know, we played some unbelievably great teams at the beginning of the year. You know, Santa Cruz, Stevens Tech. And I told these guys, I'm going to always do a tough schedule. You know, we're not going to, you know, always play easy teams. I want to play good teams. And I think this will help us what we did at the beginning of the year. You know, it helped us on that nice little 6 of 7, and I'm hoping it helps us at the end of the year, too.
Yeah, you got to think playing some of those teams, you know, like the Stevens, like Santa Cruz, et cetera, you got to think that those, you know, kind of show the guys where they're trying to go.
Oh, sure. And it's also, that's where we want to be as well. So it kind of shows them both things.
Stretch run starts with NYU. And then, boom, on Saturday, we're back in the Golden Dome. You host Stevenson and Alvernia conference teams in a big, big try match for you guys. What are you trying to roll over from Thursday's match against NYU, and what are you hoping to see over these first three matches of, I guess, air quotes, the second part of your season?
Sure. NYU is very good on the outside. They have a freshman out there that's doing very well. They also have a junior that's been playing very well. And I think NYU is kind of a lot like Stevenson. I mean, I think right now they're better than Stevenson, but the way the styles of both teams are very similar. So we're definitely going to work on blocking on the outsides, you know, getting to the pins. You know, a lot of things we do work on is our outsides and right sides, looking at where the ball is, not always going so far out to the pin to block. This way the middles can fill the hole a little better. So, you know, Stevenson has a great outside. I think he's a sophomore this year. So I think with the NYU match, if we can really start practicing and getting better at that, that'll help us for Saturday. And serve receive. NYU has a bunch of good guys that go back there and rip the ball. So if we can pass well on Thursday, I think that'll be a really, really good strong point for us to go in on Saturday.
Coach, we're currently 3-4 in the CVC, 5th in the conference standings. The top four teams make the conference tournament. Marymount, Eastern Mennonite, both those teams with just one loss, then Juniata and Stevenson ahead of you guys. Do you like your chances? Do you like the positioning? Where are we at from that standpoint?
I mean, I'd love to be 7-0 in the conference,
yeah,
just like every team. But, you know, I think we played Stevenson on the road at the beginning of the year when we were still making adjustments. I think we're a better team than what we were then. We had Juniata in our gym and played them very well. We have to go there now, which is always a tough task. You know, Marymount, Eastern Mennonite have to come here. So, you know, I think that we can definitely go on a run. I think we can definitely sneak in and get that 4 seed. And what I tell all the guys, make the tournament, and you never know what can happen. But, I mean, I've liked to maybe have a couple more wins in conference at this point, but you know, this is the hand that we're dealt, and we're just going to keep working hard. I mean, what, I think we have 6 or 7 conference matches left. So, you know, it's, we can definitely go out there and make a run and make a strong push to make the tournament.
I don't think that anybody would be able to deny that Corey Pieper's been a monster this year. You know, I don't have the stats up in front of me, but it seems like every single match, it's, you know, definitely double-digit kills. He's converting. He's an efficient player. You know, he's doing it defensively. Can you just kind of put into, you know, in a quick 30 seconds what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a tradition, or he has had a transition from last year to this year. Last year he wasn't a go-to guy. Now he's becoming a go-to guy. So that's very exciting for me. Bringing in more freshmen next year, guys are getting better. So if he can keep elevating his go-to status and really maybe become an elite player next year, it's, you know, it's going to be a fun next 2 years here for him.
You graduated a lot of guys. You mentioned that, you know, when we first started today. What young guys have impressed you so far? Maybe 1, 2 young guys that you really have been impressed with what you've seen.
You know, definitely Jay Connors, you know, our libero coming in. You know, we lost, what, our 2-time all-conference libero and Kwakmi Nguyen. And, you know, anytime you lose a libero and setter, it's, and you throw in a freshman, you know, I know Jake has talent, but just in general, you always say, oh, he's a freshman, you know, he may not be used to it, but he's really stepped in. He's learning. You know, it really helps having Kwakme at practices and at games. You know, Jake is a great listener. He's trying to get better, and he really has. I mean, he's definitely one of our top players right now. And Malik Patel, you know, he came in. You know, he's the third, fourth outside. He's getting better in practice. You know, I know he's itching to get in there. And there's been a couple matches against Ramapo, the last match. Ricky hurt his hand. I put Malik in, and he played 2 games, and we came out with a big win at Ramapo. So he's working hard as well.
Last question for you. The Packers signed Martellus Bennett. Are you excited about that as a Packers fan, a Wisconsin native?
As long as they keep beating the Giants, your boys, it's always a good thing.
Fair enough. I can't argue there. They beat the Giants right this year. And
twice in the playoffs and in regular season.
Correct.
So.
But in all seriousness, thanks for the time. You know, big matches this weekend. I wish you the best of luck. It should be exciting. You know, I'm looking forward to watching the NYU match. And then obviously this weekend is a big weekend, and hopefully you guys can get a couple wins.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.